Jardis joining us shortly. He has to drive like an hour and a half or 2 hours to get here, and I really appreciate his dedication because nobody asked him to, and he's doing it.
Yeah.
So he'll be joining us shortly here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. That's why we call it that. By the way, big news, I guess, for online listeners that have been SOL as far as the listen lines are concerned for the last several days. We have a new provider, and that means that we have brand new numbers, and those numbers are... we'll get them out to you here in a little bit. So if you have not yet gotten the news...
You should go to listen.freetalklive.com, right?
That's true. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. But then again, not everybody who uses the listen lines will necessarily have internet access, because that's why they're using the listen lines, because they have no better way to listen. They're listening on their phone.
So what are they going to get a pencil?
Well, yeah.
Write it down. Get a pencil.
That's right. Doing it old-fashioned here. So that'll be coming up here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Bradley Jardis joining us in the studio.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening to you, sir. All right. So we are going to get into a story that we've been teasing for a couple days. I haven't had a chance to touch on it yet, and it's pretty important. It's what's going on with the founder, one of the founders, of the Pirate Bay. And this story is according to Glenn Greenwald, who is a pretty darn good journalist. You know, we were just trashing on journalism.
One of my favorites.
Trashing on journalism in general the other night. And there are certainly still people who, you know, they do it right.
And he asks the hard questions.
Yeah.
And digs and comes up with the information and isn't willing and it isn't beyond him to, you know, come to a conclusion that he might find somewhat distasteful. I get the impression he might be a little on the liberal side, but he takes the Obama administration to task every time.
That's for sure.
Greenwald's great on the war issue for sure. I don't know much else about him. But he, in this case, is writing an article for The Guardian, which, of course, explains, you know, why Glenn Greenwald is a good journalist, because he's not working for an American press organization. He's so good that he won't be hired by someone in this country.
Yeah, I don't know how the foreign press is on their own domestic issues.
Probably not so great.
But I often find the foreign press to be invaluable when we're talking about issues going on here in the United States.
Yeah, but aren't they owned by a lot of the same corporations? Like
in some cases, they certainly are.
Right. So, I mean, how, with the exception of Russia Today, I mean, how critical of the reporting will it really get?
Der Spiegel and The Guardian and you know, the London papers and stuff like that are just a lot better. Even Al Jazeera.
Oh, yeah.
They cite their sources.
Right.
So here's a story from Guardian.co.uk. My very first week writing regularly at The Guardian generated intense conflict with numerous members of the British media, because that happened to be the week when Ecuador granted asylum to Julian Assange, a decision that I defended. And for reasons that warrant sustained study by several academic fields of discipline, very few people generate intense contempt among British commentariat like Assange does. One of the prime arguments I've always made about the Assange asylum is that case is that his particular fear of being extradited to Sweden is grounded in that country's very unusual and quite oppressive pretrial detention powers. Now, Brad Jardis, by the way, is a former law enforcement officer, so this should be interesting, you know, from your perspective of having experience at detaining people pre-trial. Ones that permit the state to act with an extreme degree of secrecy, and which can even prohibit the accused from any communication with the outside world. So this is why Julian Assange does not want to be extradited to Sweden.
Well, I think another reason is because once he gets to Sweden, it would be a lot easier for the American authorities to get him into their clutches.
Some people have speculated on that, but it's not like the Great Britain is any foe of the United States. I mean,
no, he's not being protected by Britain.
Well, he was.
Ecuador.
He was for a year.
Well, right, but that's why he's in the Ecuadorian embassy, because, you know, I mean, he has to hide from their ability to grab him. I mean,
if Great Britain wanted to snatch up Julian Assange, they certainly could have done it in the dead of night and handed him over to the United States.
But they weren't protecting him.
They most certainly were.
Yeah, really. I would have to say Mark's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
are you saying they were protecting him by not grabbing him up in the middle of the night?
And operating a sovereign country, probably selling the United States. I mean, look, if Great Britain told the United States, look, Do you think the United States, if they were given the opportunity, the United States government, if they were given the opportunity to snatch Brad, what's his name?
Julian Assange.
Julian Assange. I'm thinking of Bradley Manning. Julian Assange up in the middle of the night from whatever palatial country estate that he was on there in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they would have done it? Because I suspect they would have.
Well, they can.
Snatched up Noriega.
Well, they can. I mean, the Supreme Court in our country here has said that even if it's violating extradition treaties, the United States can send its agents to foreign countries to kidnap people. And it creates political and diplomatic problems, but it's according to the courts here, it's completely legal. With a high-profile person like Julian Assange, you can't exactly do that without it being known. But Ecuador has been standing up to the United States federal government for quite a while.
So, I mean, in my opinion, that's Great Britain protecting Julian Assange, because if they weren't protecting him, he'd have been back in the United States.
So any speculation as to why they were protecting him and then
in
not?
In order to make themselves appear like a sovereign country who abides by its own laws.
But then why not? Why change then?
Well, because they're not, and the United States government is it bullied them.
When did they change?
Went after him. They went after Assange.
They just talked.
Well, he obviously believed them because he went into hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy.
He was going to turn Assange over to Sweden. And that's where he doesn't want to go. Remember, we're talking about why he doesn't want to go to Sweden.
Right. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm completely misunderstanding what you're saying.
There's four countries in play here.
Great Britain.
The countries that we're talking about are Great Britain, Sweden,
Ecuador,
and the United States.
You're saying Great Britain was protecting him by not arresting him, but then they did try to get him so they could extradite him to Sweden.
Great Britain was protecting him from the United States.
Uh-huh. But then they stopped.
In order to follow the rules.
Am I missing something?
I don't know if they stopped. I just think the process takes quite a while to get somebody out.
It didn't stop. The process said that the judges, the guys in robes over there, said, well, it's time to turn him over to Sweden. Mm-hmm. And they were going to turn him over to Sweden.
I just what changed, I guess, is what I'm wondering. Like
they went through the process. Sweden said that guy's a rapist, and they said, "Well, we're not going to turn him over till we decide that it's the proper time to turn it over."
Right.
So then they went through their proper time.
So they weren't protecting him necessarily from Sweden, or they weren't.
I'm not talking
you're saying
about
protecting
Sweden.
Him from the United States.
It was bureaucratic red tape that made it take so long.
Okay,
and then now he is eligible to be extradited. He's scared to go, which he should be, but ultimately he should be scared to step foot anywhere that would extradite him to the United States, because the Department of Defense has already called him an enemy of the state.
Indeed.
Which means he's going to be detained as an enemy combatant.
Military combatant, sure.
Yeah, and he'll be shipped somewhere.
Earmuffs, goggles, blacked out goggles.
So I think what was confusing me was the idea that they were somehow protecting him. They weren't protecting him from anybody. They were just, according to you, protecting him from the United States, who wanted him, but then again,
they were
going through their own little rigmarole, their bureaucratic process.
They were protecting
process.
Their rigmarole. Yeah. He was in their rigmarole. And in order to, if the United States came and disappeared him in the middle of the night, then it would show that Great Britain is a weak country
mm-hmm.
that doesn't follow its own laws.
I see what you're saying. Got it. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. So that's what Assange was concerned about, was being extradited to Sweden. And that's why he's hiding. So back to Greenwald. He was concerned that those detention procedures could be used to transfer him to the U.S. without any public scrutiny. Only the most willfully irrational, given evidence like this, would deny that this is a real threat. And that is the argument on behalf of Assange that has produced the greatest amount of anger, in part because some self-loving Westerners find the suggestion inconceivable and offensive that a nice Western nation, as opposed to some Muslim or Latin American country, could possibly be oppressive in any real way.
Yeah.
But now we have a case that confirms exactly those claims about Sweden's justice system in its sense. And since it has nothing to do with the WikiLeaks founder, one hopes these issues can be viewed more rationally. Gottfried Svartholm is the founder of the file-sharing Pirate Bay website, who's been prosecuted by the Swedish government for enabling copyright infringements. At the behest of Sweden, he was recently arrested in Cambodia and then deported to Stockholm, where we'll tell you more about how he's being treated in a moment. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Steve Bostic, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free 2-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-398-9336. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-398-9336. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-398-9336. 1-800-398-9336.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy, erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all the features that we have there, and we give them to you. They do include the listen lines that I mentioned earlier. We'll give you the phone numbers for. We are going to do that. They are brand new numbers. We had an outage over the weekend where people were complaining. They couldn't, you know, listen to the show accurately. There was skipping and things like that, weird stuff going on. And I tried to get in touch with the company. They couldn't fix it. They're still trying to fix it. So
I had another company that I could go with. I went and set up some other listen lines. So we now have working listen lines, but you've got to update your phone number. If you've got it in your phone, so you'll need to know the new number, which you can get at listen.freetalklive.com. And said number is as follows. It is 213-493-0308. That's 213-493-0308. So that'll let you tune in to Free Talk Live wherever you are, as long as you have long distance. So if you're on your cell phone, maybe it's, you know, past 7 o'clock at night or whatever time you get the free long distance with your cell phone, just dial that number up. You can listen. Maybe you've got, you're in a bad data coverage area, or maybe you don't have a fancy smartphone, but you still want to listen to Free Talk Live while you're out and about. You can't get it on a local radio station, for instance. This is a way to do it.
I was driving cross country, and the data connection was really slow.
Yeah.
And so I called in, and it was great.
There you go. Problem solved.
The audio isn't going to be as good, but...
No, it's the worst way to listen to the show. you know what? I'd say it probably rivals the 16K stream, but it's one of the worst, probably the worst way to listen to the show. But it's there, and people use it, so you can have access to it again.
And you can even plug one of those auxiliary cables, is that what it's called, into the side of your phone, into where you would put the headset into the side of your phone.
Plug it into your car stereo.
Plug it into your car stereo. Many of the car stereos have these now, and you can do just one-eighth inch plugs.
Yeah, it's just standard stereo.
On either side.
Cable.
And it'll play through the speakers in your car.
Yep, exactly. So, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you have a company and you need to do collections and you're tired of handling it yourself, or the company that you've hired is just doing a terrible job, you should get in touch with SACL CAI. They do collections and they do it with respect. They're going to get you your money, and it's going to be done in a way that's respecting your clients, so you're going to keep them down the line so you can do business in the future. So go to SACL CAI through their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com and check them out, because they do a great job and they love the ideas of liberty. Big time sponsors of this radio program at SACL CAI. As we continue here with the story from Glenn Greenwald over at The Guardian, apparently he just started at The Guardian about a week ago, and he's already stirring it up by calling these government bureaucrats out for their horrible, inhumane behavior, in this case on the part of the Swedish government, where he's going to describe for us the conditions under which Gottfried Svartholm is being held. Now, we talked about Gottfried a few weeks back on this program as he was arrested in Cambodia, the capital of Cambodia, I believe, hiding out basically in an apartment there. They arrested him. They extradited him to Sweden. He's going to be facing, I believe it is a 12-month sentence, but I'm not positive on that. He's going to be facing some time. He's been sentenced, as I understand it, and now I guess he had a trial in absentia. Anyway, he's been sentenced, and he is facing time because he runs the Pirate Bay. He was one of the founding members of the most successful, most well-known, and still online torrent website out there, known to man. Now, if you've never been before, it's thepiratebay.org, which then I think forwards to thepiratebay.se. And it actually was down, apparently, for a couple days, according to another story over at CNN Money. Looks like on Monday and Tuesday there was an extended outage coinciding with a government raid on its former web hosting service. The site says it's down mainly because of a power outage and will be back later this week. It was back as of yesterday. But it was a pretty extended outage for the Pirate Bay, who's normally pretty good at keeping themselves online. They've got a lot of mirrors, as they're called, where servers are being operated elsewhere in different countries that essentially copy the content from the Pirate Bay, and they redisplay it on their servers.
What I don't understand is, why doesn't the government just seize PirateBay.com and make it so they can't forward the domain name server again? I mean, because that's how they go around all these raids, right? They have other servers set up in different places in the world.
Yeah, that's a good question. They certainly have done that with other websites.
Distinction, and the distinction is I don't think the parent that spanks once every 6 months or something like that in order to enforce lesson or whatever that is that they're spanking for is the same as the parent that spanks three times a week.
Well, certainly the more you engage in violence, the more damage is potentially going to be done. There's no doubt about that.
But you're saying that any time it's done, that the damage is done, and I don't know that there's no science to support what you say.
Okay, that's fine, but I think that there is, you know, I think there's a point to the idea that if you use spanking as a tool to discipline your children, then...
And connecting and trying to make things work here.
Okay.
So, anyway, go ahead. Just vamp for a short bit.
So are we, do you want us to talk about Julian Assange, or do you want us to talk about something else?
You know, we can, I think that we're back. Okay, we are back here, and I apologize to folks. There's something going on. I don't know if it's the weather or what's going on, but our connection to the network is less than reliable tonight for some reason. And normally it's rock solid, so we'll try to iron that out here during an upcoming break. But what we were talking about before we got dumped off there by the disconnect was the Pirate Bay. And, Brad, you'd asked a question in regards to why doesn't the government just seize their URL and stop them from forwarding it somewhere else?
Right, because everyone knows that's how you get to the Pirate Bay. That's their address. But the government has the power to do this. Why haven't they?
So they have done it to other places. We know they have that power. We've seen them, you know, literally put a big FBI logo up on websites where they'll claim that they busted the site for XYZ reason and ha-ha, we
oh,
own
yeah.
you.
I was just going to say, I bet you the guys who do that think it's funny, you know, and they
oh sure
redirect it to their servers.
Yeah, and so, yeah, you're right. I don't know why that is. Maybe somebody out there knows. I'm sure one of the, you know, the cracker hacker geeks that might be listening to the show could better explain to us why that is. Because as I understand it, DNS is based out of the U.S. in a lot of cases.
Internet is
right.
It's right here in the U.S.
So DNS, to explain what we're talking about, don't want to go over people's heads here. DNS is essentially the phone book of the Internet, wherein if you, you know, if you're visiting freetalklive.com, the internets don't work on words like that.
Right. It attaches the... I'm going to do it because I know what it is, and if somebody can understand me, then they can understand it.
Right.
The web address that you type in is some words that correspond to some numbers. The DNS attaches the words to the numbers. So freetalklive.com is you know, the words that you would type in order to get to our website, but our website actually has some numbers that is sort of the root of the website address. And if the DNS goes down for whatever reason, then if you typed in freetalklive.com, then it wouldn't go to the website.
That's right. So you can always, if DNS is down, you can always type in the IP address and it'll take you to the site that you're looking for. But most people don't know what that is because the computers do the lookups for them. And DNS, the centralized, you know, what you said, internet, is
internet, yeah.
Essentially the organization that kind of administers DNS around the world is based in the U.S. So they're totally within the reach of the federal government. 855-453, maybe you know why it is the Pirate Bay hasn't been taken down at the domain name level. It's Free Talk Live.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you, including listening options. We told you earlier about the listen lines, which allow you to listen via your phone, any phone that can dial long distance. And so there's that option. I said that was the worst of our options. We've got a bunch of better ones, including your local
worst
radio station.
Audio-wise.
That's right.
The option that works for you is the best option.
Good point. So that's why we have a bunch of options, so you can have one that will work wherever you are. And so
all free.
Well, not all of them are free. There is XM Satellite Radio, which is not free.
You have to pay for it.
Most of them are free. And I was actually just sampling some XM last night with the 30-day free trial thing on their website, because I'm going to be on the Playboy channel.
You are?
Playboy. Yeah, coming up on, let's see, it's going to be...
I'll tell you what, the Playboys do not know who they're talking about.
I have no idea. The election eve, or excuse me, election, the evening of the election, so the election night, basically, they're going to be having a special election edition of their, whichever, I don't know, you know, I don't know much about the channel, it's just 24-hour a day. Sex talk, basically.
How did you get invited to this?
The producer, actually, of the channel, you know, is aware of who we are because he works with the company that puts Premier Radio Networks, that puts together the talk channels that were on XM. So he works with Premier, but he also works with the Playboy channel. And so they were looking for guests to have on their election edition, and he came to me.
Apparently, they couldn't find anything better than you.
So it should be fun.
You should know something about, well, I don't know, the people that are running sex, be funny. I don't know. You should have one of these qualifications.
It'll be a good time. So I'll tell you more about that as the night approaches. Let's see. So, oh yeah, we were talking about different ways to listen to the show. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to find out more about the over 110 radio stations that that we're on AM and FM across the country. It's a great way to listen and also support local advertisers as well. In addition to that, XM Satellite Radio, we've got the free-to-air KU band channel on a different satellite. And on top of that, there's our listening live streams that you can get over at listen.freetalklive.com. So plenty of different ways, plus our webcam. Lots of different ways for you to listen to Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those. We've been discussing the Pirate Bay, and we're going to get back to Gottfried Svartholm, who is one of the founders of the Pirate Bay. He has been arrested in Cambodia. He's been extradited to Sweden, where he is not being treated so well, according to Glenn Greenwald. And he's writing over at The Guardian, which apparently has just hired him recently. He was with Slate. I'm not sure if he still is doing work for them. But he's talking about why Julian Assange fears Sweden is because they've got a terrible system that can even prohibit accused people who have been accused of something, not necessarily convicted of something. So somebody who's just been arrested and is being held pretrial, they can be held without being able to communicate to anyone on the outside. Not only that.
Disturbing.
Yeah, that's a power you want your government to have.
Not only that, they also have an extreme degree of secrecy surrounding the pretrial detention. And according to Greenwald, he says here...
Secrecy's always good when it comes to government.
Yeah, that's another thing you want your government to do.
He says that Svartholm is being held under the exact pretrial conditions that I've long argued prevail in Sweden. Based on condemnations from human rights groups. This is from a different story he's quoting here. Gottfried Svartholm will be kept in detention for at least 2 more weeks on suspicion of hacking into a Swedish IT company connected to the country's tax authorities. According to prosecutor Henry Olin, the extended detention is needed to prevent him from having contact with other people. The Pirate Bay co-founder... The Pirate Bay co-founder is not allowed to have visitors and is even being denied access to newspapers and television.
So effectively, this happens in the United States, too. After sentencing, you're sent off to whatever the, if you're sentenced to prison, you're sent off to whatever the receiving center is, as they call these prisons. And you're out of communication for a few weeks.
While you're processed.
Right. You won't be able to, you won't get your little ID card to make telephone calls.
Right. You don't have any... money, you don't have access to commissary at that time. So
right,
you can send letters, can't you?
Whence do your stamps come?
Only if they let you have an indigence package, and that's at their discretion, usually. I mean, they're supposed to, in a lot of places, have to give you indigency kind of access, where you get a handful of stamps and some envelopes and some paper, but that's, when they want to give it to you.
Right. But there's a big difference between being accused of something and being sentenced for something because you're convicted. And
agreed.
So, I mean, these people are merely accused of there being a suspicion that they did something.
Now, I thought that we'd read originally in the different story about Gottfried that he had already been convicted.
That was my understanding,
too. So maybe I misunderstood, and maybe I didn't, or maybe there's just some sort of miscommunication going on here.
This happens with these stories.
We'll try to remedy that here. And if you know more, please feel free to let us know at 855-450-FREE. Now, since he hasn't been officially charged in the Logica case, the Pirate Bay co-founder could only be detained for a few days. But after a request from prosecutor Henry Olin, this term was extended for another 2 weeks mid-September, and last Friday the district court decided that Gottfried could be detained for another 2 weeks. According to the story here, to prevent Gottfried from interfering with the investigation, the prosecutor believes it's justified to detain him for more than a month without being charged. The Pirate Bay co-founder, this has to be something additional, it would seem like, right? Because how could they really extradite you if you haven't even been charged with anything?
Well, they couldn't extradite him back, like, who are you talking about?
Gottfried. Gottfried was in Cambodia, where he was picked up and taken to Sweden.
For the Pirate Bay stuff, and this is for something additional.
This is for something additional.
Yeah.
Right. No, I mean, the he didn't commit a crime in Cambodia. I mean, he committed a crime ostensibly in Sweden.
The funny thing is that Sweden suddenly has a Cambodian aid package that comes up at exactly the same time that they snatch him up in some riverfront apartment in Phnom Penh.
Yeah, was he in Cambodia? Was he hiding?
He's hiding out, I think. Sure. The detail that I don't understand, there's something I'm missing here, and that is... if he was arrested for this Pirate Bay charge, why is he being held in a pretrial situation?
Because more charges.
Because they've got him back. They've got him back into Sweden, and they want him to be held so he can't communicate or destroy evidence, modify things. Allegedly.
Whatever he wants, whatever they want to do, I mean, at this point he can't give interviews, and they want it, you know, they want his star power to fade, would be my guess.
Right, right.
The prosecutor hasn't ruled out a request from another extension of Gottfried's detainment in 2 weeks if the investigation is still ongoing. So they're just going to keep investigating and keep getting extensions from the court
for
as long as possible.
Sure, this is a tough investigation.
Yeah, there's no Eighth Amendment over in Sweden. You get arrested, you don't necessarily have the right to bail.
The claim that produced the most vitriol was that Sweden vests remarkable power in prosecutors and courts to keep accused suspects completely hidden from public view with no communication or other contact with the outside world, and that this power is exercised with some frequency. Now we have confirmation of that claim from, of all people, the Swedish prosecutor in this case, Henrik Ahlin, who said in an interview outside the courtroom the following, quote, "According to the Swedish system, when the preliminary investigation is finished, I, as prosecutor, will decide whether to prosecute him. In the Swedish system, it is quite usual for people to be detained on this legal ground, and it gives me the possibility to prevent him from having contact with other people." So, quite usual is what he says.
Yep, no big deal. We're just following the law, folks.
Well, here they would probably issue bail conditions telling you you can't do this or you're coming back.
Unlike in the British system, in which all proceedings, including extradition proceedings relating to Assange, will be publicly scrutinized and almost certainly conducted in open court, the unusual secrecy of Sweden's pretrial judicial process, particularly the ability to hold the accused incommunicado, poses a real danger that whatever happened to Assange could be effectuated without any public notice. That has always been and remains the prime fear for his being extradited to Sweden, a fear that could be and should be redressed by negotiations between Ecuador, Sweden, and the UK to assure he can go to Sweden while having his rights protected. So there you go.
His rights will be protected if those are the rights that Sweden grants, right?
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, his suggestion there is that Ecuador should negotiate and try to get them to grant him more preference. 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But if they agree to it and then they renege, what's Ecuador going to do?
There's not even any DNA on the condom, so I don't know what they want to extradite him for.
We'll continue here in a moment. Also, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you've got some comments on the Swedish justice system. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday. Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world is where we are. Lots of
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Got a lot of different stuff. And you can support the show if you like. And we give you the website for free, so maybe you want to help us out a little bit with some cash. Oh, you can do it through the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, because the money that comes into the AMP program, the $5 a month that we're asking you for, is money that is invested into Free Talk Live. It's not going out to paychecks. It's going to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, bringing more people to the ideas of liberty, bringing more people on board on the internet as well. So this is what the AMP program is all about. In fact, it's the reason we're going to California next week, Mark, you and I. We will be taking off for a couple days, but there will be our wonderful co-hosts will be sitting in to continue
Free
hosting.
Talk Live will continue to be live.
That's right, continue hosting live shows every night.
Talking.
Yep. And so we're going to be in L.A. because of the Free Talk Live AMP program, because the amplifiers basically are sending us there through their $5 a month. And you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. It lets us schmooze with the bigwigs in the industry, do industry advertising, that sort of thing. Amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card at amp.freetalklive.com.
I'd say the premier news aggregation website in the Liberty community is freedomsphoenix.com. Over at freedomsphoenix.com, all different types of people from all different kinds of views will come together, and they'll aggregate the stories. They'll put stories in, and you can go there. You can take a look. I get Freedoms Phoenix. Actually, I get it twice a day. But you can sign up for their daily dispatch at Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com.
Very good. Let's go to the phone calls. We'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. And then coming up, Mark's going to tell us about the fusion centers. Something a lot of people have been pretty concerned with in this country, because all of the oppression isn't just going on around the world. It's going on right here, too. Let's go to Pat, listening in Norfolk. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
What's on your mind? We're doing a radio show.
Oh, I hear you. I've been hearing a lot of stuff on the news, you know. I know we're in wars, but, man, it's been a long story about our troops are coming home. I mean, how long does this war got to go on before our troops come home?
Well, I mean, they're still in Korea, right?
Libya, somewhere over there.
No, they're Libya's kind of a different place from Korea, but yeah, but they wherever the government goes, as far as wars are concerned, they usually never leave.
So I understand the troops are, those troops were redeployed back to Iraq in order to to stabilize with the Syrian situation. So I think it's pretty fair to say that once U.S. troops have stabilized a situation, the chances of them actually leaving are probably pretty slim.
Yeah, that's what I said. Once they stabilize it, then they probably come home pretty soon, you know?
Pat, thanks for your call and your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, the one way the troops can come home is if they decide they want to come home. Like, if an individual troop decides,
well,
I've had about enough with this, I'm leaving.
I think it's much easier to sneak away than it is to just be like, oh, I'm going to come home.
It's not easy. They will make it mentally taxing on you, but it is possible. There's a guy that moved here recently named James. He is an accountant by trade, and he was in the military and was able to literally leave the military. Now, he never made it over to Iraq and Afghanistan, but he was able to simply withdraw from the military. It took a long time. It took, several months, and, they tried to embarrass him. They tried to make him look like he's a bad guy and, tried to make fun of him and intimidate him. But he stayed strong and got through it. And yeah, he's not the only one who's gone through this.
It can certainly be done. It's probably easier to do stateside than it is to do if you're over there. I would say that that's pretty clear.
Yeah, if you're in a war zone, they're not going to be like, all right, have a good day.
All right, see you later. Here's your stuff. Goodbye. I would agree that it's going to be a lot easier if you're stateside. Now, I think it is important, James went through the sort of the procedures as a conscientious objector. But if you're as a military person and just walk off like you're talking about, you need to not desert. You need... as opposed to being absent without leave. You're going to want to keep your stuff, not leave the country, things like that. So there's important distinctions in that area because desertion is a crime as opposed to absent without leave.
What's the difference?
Well, they don't take it very seriously. I've caught several deserters, and they typically fly them to Kentucky and then fly them home. And
well, that's what we've heard from another guy that went AWOL. He said that it wasn't near as bad as people would make it out to be.
And, we've talked to several people who have done all those things.
But what's the difference, though?
As I understand, desertion is worse than going AWOL, and I don't know what the distinction
is. So AWOL is temporary. It's if you're late, if you're an hour late, technically you're an hour AWOL, absent without leave. If you desert, you're gone. You quit.
I would like to know more from someone who's been in the military, because the three of us, we've not. So if you can maybe shed some light on this distinction here, because how long after you've been absent without leave does it become desertion? Is it if you just don't come back? If they catch you while you're absent without leave, is it then desertion? But if you come back at some point then before they catch you, then it's AWOL?
As I understand it, if you have your uniform, you haven't left the country, then you're still AWOL. You could be AWOL for years.
Meaning if you're occupying a country and you haven't left that country, is what you're saying?
Look, I don't know how you can... I don't know what happens when you're in Afghanistan. I'm talking about when people are stateside.
Here, okay, I gotcha.
So, I don't know. I've just heard a little bit about it, and, those are, I would think, important distinctions.
So, toll-free number here, if you can clarify, 855-450-FREE,
I do really wonder, why does the Army go on with this whole signing up for 4 years thing, or 6 years?
8 years.
It's actually 8 years, because you're...
Four active, four inactive, ready reserve.
That's right. And sometimes you can take six and two and these kind of things, but it's always 8 years. I mean, the government disallows... I used to work at a gym. I was a personal trainer and did, of course, sold memberships. And they wouldn't even allow us to sell a membership longer than 3 years. You couldn't... In the free market, I couldn't sell a gym membership for 3 years, but they can sign you up for the military, for a job that'll take you all over the world and do whatever you want and expose you to all kinds of chemicals that are killing people because... there's all kinds of vets complaining about these things. They can do all that with an 8-year contract. It's really weird. There's no other job out there like that. Why don't they just compete in the marketplace and, when somebody wants to go, let them go?
Because they don't have to. They can do whatever they want. And apparently they are letting people go. It's just they're not putting that out on Front Street. They're not advertising, hey, you can leave the military anytime you want. But that seems to be the way it actually is. That, you know, we actually know people and have talked to people who have been successfully able to leave the military without having to spend time in a brig. Well, and that's the big fear, right, is that you're going to have to go to the brig, is if you, you know, withdraw from the force.
Oh, I think it's the embarrassment.
Well, it's probably more...
Well, they do try to embarrass you.
It's probably, logistically speaking, for the military powers that be, it's probably more of a problem than it's worth to keep someone around. I mean, if you have someone who really wants to leave and you want to keep them around, what do you think that's going to do to unit cohesion? I mean,
good point. They're still, by the way, sending James paychecks with zeros on them. It's weird, huh?
Does he cash them?
Yeah, what would you do? That would be a weird trip to the bank.
Paychecks with zeros on them.
Go to the bank, hold and hand them a check with zeros on it from the U.S. government.
Only the government.
Yeah. So weird. So people are able to leave. But the point I wanted to make was there are people who are concerned with the brig. We've talked to them, too, on the phones. And that is a big, scary factor, because if all it is someone's going to make fun of you, then who cares? I mean, if it means enough to you to leave the military that you're willing to go through whatever process, then being made fun of, that's no big deal. But having to sit in a brig is a little bit more serious, so people are concerned about that. But as far as I'm concerned, if these military guys are so big and tough and, you know, the America's best and, you know, they're so ballsy, then why not face the brig? I mean, if it's important to you to not be over in the military, to not be actively killing innocent people around the world, if that's important to you, then isn't it important enough for you to risk the brig? And from what we're saying here, our experience of having talked to people is that you don't really have to worry about the brig so much. You know, there are ways to actually get out through the system. It's a little arduous, but it doesn't involve sitting in a jail cell. But why not risk it? If that's what's important to you, why not go ahead?
Because if you have a family, it's going to impair on your ability to feed them.
I see what you mean. If they're waiting at home. And
if you're concerned about your future, you don't want to risk
it. Do you not get a paycheck while you're in the brig?
I don't know. I think it would depend on whatever your sentence is from your convening authority. I mean, it depends on what you did, I would imagine. But, I mean, it would be so much easier just to go the legal route and find some paperwork snafu to get you out.
I think we've got some military guys that are on hold here that want to talk to us about the difference between AWOL and desertion. Stand through the news. We will come back to you in moments. We'll continue the discussion about the military. Also, still on the way, Mark will be explaining to us regarding the fusion centers and what's going on with those, what they are. Maybe you've never heard of them before. Hour 2's next.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.